Okay. Last week, we ended off with the Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Dayanim, page 18, and Bezim, Simon Bez, and Hilchas Dayanim, page 18, talks about that Beis Din has the power to call Beis Din the Mechaberites, on page 18, and Poshim Mishpat, Simon Bez, Sif Aleph, that call Beis Din afil enum smuchim be'eretz Yisrael, and roim sha'on perutzim ba'veiros, donin be'im b'misa be'im b'momom, Ain called Dine Onish. A few that ain't Bedover Edus Gemura. There is a Beis Din could enforce, even though the halacha is you can't give an Onish unless there are two Edim that saw the guy violate the Avera. But they have the ability to enact a concept of what the Gemara says Beis Din Makim Vonshim Shaloman had been. That they could say that. That even though that's not the din, but with Laman, Tikkun HaMedina, they can make a takana to say that even if we have one aide who saw the guy did it, we know this guy is looting the town, and we can never pin him down. Many people have seen him, but never two people at the same time, so sometimes there's a concept that Beis Din has the ability to makev onesh shelo min hadin. And then the Ramah writes, "V'chein nogim b'chol mokum shetuve yair b'iron kebezin hagadol." So that's a fascinating idea. That we know there's the concept of tuve yair. You know, some people call it like the board of directors, like the board, the councilate. You know, they're the machers in the community. So they can make any laws regarding the community. They can, in other words, they're like the Beis Din HaGadol for that community. Those Beis Din HaGadol had the shlita on Gan's Klal Yisrael, on all of Klal Yisrael. But Tuvei Ha'ir could have it because, as we'll see, Rav Dachovsky in his Maimer explains it, because Klal Yisrael accepted them. In other words, Klal Yisrael accepted the Sanhedrin. And Klal Yisrael, we said, the Rambam says, accepted the Talmud Bavli. But then the Rambam writes that after we went into Golos, whatever, I mean, after Talmud Bavli, then there was no unified body that represented all of Klal Yisrael. But there is a unified body that accepts a particular community, like the square of Beis Din for the square town, and the Satmar Beis Din for Kiryas Yoel, and you know, they have a body, or Chabad Beis Din for Crown Heights. I don't know. You know, you have bodies for specific locales. So that's the concept of the Tuvei Ha'ir. The Tuvei Ha'ir is like a Beis Din HaGadol for their city. Umakin va'onshin ve'efker and hefker kifi haminim. As they can make any rules for the city. That we say if you leave your garbage out, then you get a knas. You know, whatever they want. Avu pishayish chol gives really to ein koch b'yad tuvei er be'ela rach lachriachat zibor b'mashayim minuk b'kedem o shekib lo leh midas kulom leim shoyim l'shonos dover b'midi di'igah. Could they actually take things away from people? Some say, in other words, they definitely have shlita to make enactments. But some say,
But the question is, could they say, you know, do something that someone else will lose out monetarily? Or to get, you know, make fines, if you're crazy. Could they do that or not? That's the question. So in other words, as Rav Dachovsky writes, the ear voted for this body, these people, these six people, whatever it is, these seven people, the Zayin Tuvei Ear, they're like the Bezdin, because the whole concept, like Rav Dachovsky explains, the whole concept of the Bezdin is that Klal Yisrael accepted. And whatever Klal Yisrael... So when there was a global Klal Yisrael, so they accepted the Sanhedrin for all of Klal Yisrael. They accepted Talmud Bavli for all of Klal Yisrael. But if it's only Mitzumtzam, it's only for a narrow thing, then it's only for that narrow group, that one city, etc. There is on the next page here, on page 19, there's a fascinating Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is going to tell us a klal that anyone who learns Gemara knows this klal. And the question is, where does the klal come from? It's a klal throughout Shas. This is the klal. The klal is like this. You'll always learn a Gemara. And the Amora will say something. Rava will say something. And then the Gemara will ask Akasha, but there's a Braisa Fakert, there's a Braisa that argues, there's a Mishnah that argues. Right? You listening? Rava will say something, and then the Gemara will ask Akasha, but there's a Mishnah that argues, there's a Braisa that argues, there's a Tosefta that argues. So let me ask you a question. So what? So why can't he argue? And then the Gemara will say, Kasha, Tufta. And the only way out, the Gemara will say, is that, no, I have another Tana that says like me. So the all of Shas is geboit, is based on the concept that Amoraim don't argue with Tanoim, unless they have a Tana that says like them. But if you are an Amora, And there's a Tana that says against you, you're considered schlugged up, unless you could find another Tana that supports your statement. That's the yesod of all of Shas. Because when any of the Gemara ask Akasha, why doesn't the Gemara just say, okay, he says his way, but I say my way. You know? So there is a concept in Shas that if a Gemara says something, he can't go against the Tana, and if he does, that's a refutation of what he said. Unless he can find another Tana that says like him. So that is the Yisod in all of Shas. So the question is, that the Kesef Mishnah is going to deal with, Mehechi Teisi. Don't we have this Rambam, what we discussed once before, on page 19 here, Bezdin HaGolda Shel Darshu, that a Bezdin says something, and another Bezdin can argue, even if they're not as great. Whereas if Bezdin made a takana, so then to repeal the takana, you have to be Gadol B'chochmah U'Minyan. But if I'm saying Pshat in Hilcha Shabbos, and then somebody lesser than me thinks I'm wrong, so they can argue. Just because the previous person was greater, that doesn't mean he's always right. Right? So you can argue. So Bez Nagadol says something. So you can argue. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, so how come? Okay, the Tanaim are greater than the Amoraim, granted. But why do we assume that an Amora can't argue with a Tana? And that's the assumption all of Shas. Because if they could, then all the Kashas and Shas wouldn't be Kashas. You know, Urminu, I'll ask you from a Tosefta, from a Braisa, from a Mishnah, what's the problem? So I'm against the Mishnah. Okay, I'm me, here's him. What's the problem? And you see from the Rambam that you don't have to be as great to argue, because that's the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, that Bezin HaGadol, made a halacha. So another Bezdin can say we argue. It's not that was there teaching up the Chumash one way. We could teach a different way. See, if they're making something like Hanukkah, they're not saying that's pshat in a halacha. They're making a new thing. So a new thing, you have to be graded to repeal it. Except for the Ravid sheet is that if it's in the Shpashet, the Ravid holds, it can't even be repealed. But that's the case of Mishnah Kasha. That why does Gemara assume throughout Shas that a Moroim can't argue on Tanoim? Yeah, but they're not making a takana. In other words, Rambam only said by a takana they can't argue with unless they go to b'chokhma minyan. Like, it's Hanukkah, and I want to say, I don't hold from Hanukkah. This Purim, I want to say, I don't hold from Purim. You can't do that. Unless you go to b'chokhma minyan. And according to Ravid, even if you go to b'chokhma minyan, it doesn't work. Because the Quran is pashit, right? That's what the Ravid said. So the Rambam doesn't work with that, but the Rambam says that a lesser person can argue with a greater person. He can't repeal a takana because that he doesn't have the same authority. But if we're learning, we're having a machloikas. What's the halacha by some halacha by Borer and Shabbos? And you want to say one way, I want to say another way. So then, it's not about a new takan; it's about a pre-existing halacha that we're debating. So if I disagree, I can, the later Bezdin can argue. So then, why can't that Moroim argue with Tanoim? So look at the case of Mishnah. Let's start from the beginning. Bezdin Agol Shadorshu. Lomer came Rabbeinu Mimay Dashkaran Tanoi Basrai the Peligia Kamoi. So he says the Rambam learned this whole thing. That one Bezdin can argue with other, because within Tanoim, we don't say that the later generation of Tanoim can't argue with the earlier version of Tanoim, that they could. Chayna Mar Basra, Pliga Kamoi. Vad is not prepared come to aid you, Mira Bezdin as Divri, Yachiv, Yismachal, Shane Bezdin, Yachal, Vatel, Divri Bezdin, Havero, Shekhodo, Bukhalakom, Minu. That's talking about a takana. So a new thing, so that you have to be gadol b'chokhmah minyan to repeal it. So he says, by the fact that we see within Tanoim, there's equal. Everyone's equal. But L'chora, the earlier Tanoim were probably greater than the later Tanoim. So what do you see? That you can argue with, even if you're less, you can argue with somebody greater than you. So then the question is, so how come Amoraim can't argue with Tanoim? And that's the yisod of all of Shas. That Amoraim don't argue with Tanoim, or else there wouldn't be any kasha. And the only way out, the tzarich lomer, and in other words, the fellow, the Amora that gets asked the kasha, he has to answer ana da amriki hai tana, that I have another tana to be so mechon. And if not, if he doesn't have a tana to the Amora doesn't have a tana to link on, so then he's stuck. So he says a big yisod, the efsher, lomar, Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah. That when, from the day that the Mishnah was codified, Kimu Vikiblu. Yeah, see, we're coming up to Purim. Kimu Vikiblu. They accepted, Klal Yisrael accepted the Chacham Yosef Shadors Achronim Leocha Chal Rishonim. So this is the yisod that they, in a chanami al pi din, there's nothing wrong with a lower person arguing with a higher person. Obviously, the lower person has to know what he's talking about. You know, like today, everyone wants to say an opinion about everything, and people don't know what they're talking about. You know. Like Rav Shechter said, rightfully so. Not everyone's entitled to opinion. Like his face. I'm going to give an opinion about medical research. You know, it's something I don't know from. So if you don't know from Hilchas Borer, so how are you going to give an opinion on Hilchas Borer? But even though you're not in the same level of Talmud Chacham than someone else, but you know this Indian well, so you have a right to argue. So then. But we see that Tanaim didn't argue on earlier Tanaim, but Amora Nanatana, because once the period of Tanaim ended, the Amoraim accepted that we'll never argue on the Tanaim. And then after the Amoraim, after Chasimas HaTalmud, it was also accepted that the Rishonim, the Gaonim, won't argue on the Amoraim. There was the Tanaim became a time in history that's it. That they won't argue. They won't argue. So Amoraim, even though Pi Din, they're allowed to, but they were Makabim. They're Makabim. So this is, Rav Dychowski points out, this is a similar idea, that whenever Klal Yisrael is Makabim something, so that becomes the halacha. Just like they were Makabim Tuvehir, like Rav Dychowski writes, they were Makabim Tuvehir, that whatever the Tuvehir say. So, and there were different types of Kabbalahs. There was global Kabbalahs, like we were Makabim, everyone was Makabim on the bottom. Everyone, was Makabel, and then they were localized. So they were Makabel, Amoraim were Makabel not to argue with the Tanaim, and post Amoraim were Makabel not to argue on the Amoraim. Yes,
I just want to clarify, just maybe the Amoraim accepted on themselves to not argue with the Tanaim.
Right.
Otherwise, they would have, but they just.
Right, so therefore. Whenever we find an Amora arguing in a Tana, we say that that's not within his jurisdiction to do such a thing. That's not within his jurisdiction.
And a couple of
what?
A couple, like order?
Yeah, covered. Even though they could think that he's wrong, but earlier, later Tanaim never said they're not going to argue with earlier Tanaim, but later Amoraim. Never said that they're not going to argue with earlier Amoraim. But Amoraim said they won't argue with Tanaim, and post Amoraim won't argue. And that's, and had it not been for that, it would have been Mutter. What? It's a Kabbalah. Yeah. It's a Kabbalah. Well, it's called Kabbalah Ladoris. It's a Kabbalah Ladoris. Yeah. Avi?
Maybe you want to draw the line. Separating generations, because you had Shmuel who held that he's not Marai, so he's not going to argue. But Rav said, "Well, I could be a Tanai also, so I'm going to argue Tanai." I mean, how do you draw the line when you're in between? Whether also Rishon Acharon or some Rishon, or that people say they're without relevance, or the Rishon separate.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've given a demarcation point. Some people we call Amoraim, some people. So, you know, we have, I think, Rav Tanu, who were Polig, right?
So,
okay.
The Rishonim were Makabel, and then the Amoraim
as I know, they never had a situation of the royal coming or not to start acquiring a few previous generations on their decision that was suitable. Again, science was the organic thing. People just happened to be there and were decided that way, but the collective.
Kimu v'kiblu. Who does he say Kimu v'kiblu? Kimu v'kiblu. The people of the chachamim of the door with makabel. I mean, if you're not a chacham, obviously you're not going to argue. That's the problem today. People who are not chachamim still think they can argue. But if you're not a chacham, obviously you're not going to argue. Just like if you're not a scientist, you're not going to argue with a, you know, with a accomplished scientist and give your opinion to a scientist who's, Abdil, who knows, you know. Now, there is a interesting piece in the Rush. On page 20. So that's what we said. The Rambam says the Talmud Bavli was accepted in Klal Yisrael, and after Talmud Bavli, things were more localized. So that's what he says, that the Amoraim were arguing for Makabel not to argue in the Tanoim, and the people after the Amoraim. To own him, shown him.
Is that the reason why the MRI decided not to argue with Tanan? Because they realized, because they didn't, even though there wasn't universal acceptance, it wasn't a universal acceptance on the level of the Tanan, because of the spread of people over those few hundred years, made it that it wasn't, it was universally accepted, but not to the level of the Mishnah. Of the Mishnah.
But the Maisa, they were Makaba. What did I tell you?
I
don't know. Kavod, like someone said, I'll make some Kvodam. Maybe they didn't want, just like what the Chinuch says by, the concept of Zaki Mamre, that everything shouldn't be just a Hefker. The question is, we're going to see in the future, Shir, did the Shulchan Aruch ever get that same, acceptance? So that's not so posh that the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see. Not everyone agreed that there should have been a Shulchan Aruch. Some Achronim write that you should never have a concept of a Shulchan Aruch, because it should never be a closed book. It should always be open to. But Lemaisa, we want Makabel to have a Shulchan Aruch, and it is accepted. But that's on so we'll have to get to that. But we're not up to that yet. Yeah.
Is there anything else in between the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that would have such a value, or the Shulchan Aruch was the next thing that came that would even have?
Well, you have the Rambam. You have the Rambam.
I'm asking, is there anything else
for the Kol Book?
Hmm.
Only for the Kol Book was stirring.
Star. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So is Rambam excluded in Rambam and Makabel?
You mean a Talmud Yerushalmi?
Yeah, is he excluding Talmud Yerushalmi from
this? I don't know. Is he excluding it? Just means.
He says Rav Ashi.
Yeah. I don't know, I mean. Yeah, so.
This is like the last thing in the thing, the Baal, which came after.
Right, so maybe they were.
I think they're trying to say what was the last thing.
Right.
There could have been things beforehand that
had. Yeah, what about the Gaonim? Right, Gaonim preceded the Rishonim, Rav Yehudai Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon, all the. Right? Like they say, the last. The first sefer after the Chasimus HaTalmud was what? The Shultus. The Shultus to Rav Chai Gaon. You have a Shultus. The Shultus? The Shultus is on Rabbi Tendler, he gives a shiur in his shul in Muncie on Friday nights and Shultus.
The Shultus is a sefer on what?
Shultus is a sefer halacha, Rav Chai Gaon. And it was the first sefer after the Chasimus HaTalmud. And it's organized, it's a halacha sefer, but it's organized lefi Parshas HaShavua. And it became popular because the Netziv wrote a perish on the Shultus. So people liked the Netziv. So they liked the... So the question is, what about the Gaonim? What status do they have? So look in the Rosh here, page 20. V'arayvit kosev al divrei bal hamor... The Emes Omer HaChacham Shim Tov B'Piskei HaGaonim. Whereas if you made a mistake about the Piskei HaGaonim, Shal Shoma Divreim V'ilu Shoma Hayachozebo B'Emes U'Biro Zeu Tov B'Dvar Mishnah. Whereas the Gemara says there are two types of the two types of mistakes one could make. It's called Toa B'Dvar Mishnah and Toa B'Shikul Hadas. Right? Toa B'Dvar Mishnah, the Psak is nothing. Toa B'Shikul Hadas, so that could have be a Psak. So meaning, if a person doesn't know a basic halacha in the Gemara, and he paskin. So we don't say that's so his psak is not a psak. Because everything in the Gemara is binding. So say you made a psak and you didn't learn one Tosefta, one Mishnah, something like this. So then the psak is not a psak. That's called the Talmud of our Mishnah. And then there's another type of Tos called Talmud B'Shikul Hadas. Tov B'Shikul Hadas means that there could be different opinions, and you most people hold one way, but you thought the other way, and maybe you were wrong for thinking that way. So that's that is a psak. So if you made a mistake in the Dvar Mishnah, then for sure the psak is not a psak, and everything gets reversed. But a Tov B'Shikul Hadas, so that's not necessarily reversed, because that means that there are different opinions, and most people say one way, you thought the other way. So that has a shame psak, and even if you make a mistake, it's not necessarily always reversible. But Tav Dvar Mishnah means something beferish I missed. I was unaware of, then the psak is not even considered a psak. Right? So the question is, what about something that the Gaonim said? If the Gaonim said something, and I was not aware that they said it, is that called a tos Dvar Mishnah or a tos B'Shikul Hadas? So he says here, the Ravid, that he says that anything the Gaonim said and you don't know about it, that's called Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. Because I guess he's assuming, like Rav Tachovsky writes, that we accepted also the words of the Gaon. Then he says, "V'korav olim lo mar shafiu mimecholek al pis psach agon mitam sheniru lo lefi daito shelo kedas agon shelo kiperusho gam zeh toa b'dvar mishnah." That we can't argue with a Gaon. So that's what he's saying from the Raivad. That you can't argue with a Gaon. Even if you think he's wrong, just like we like Zakhovsky, we Kabbal Amoraim, we Kabbal Tanaim, post Amoraim, we Kabbal Amoraim. So we're also mekabel the words of the Gaon. So that's what the Ravid says. But then the Rosh himself says, "Va'ani Omer," the line that begins at Kan Lashono. "Va'ani Omer v'adai kol mi shetah b'piskei ha'Gaon mizal shalosh ha'ba devayim shanamar l'psak kol mishu be'enav toa b'dvar mishnu." So again, first the Ravid says, if you So the first, the Ravid's opinion is that, see, they both agree. If you didn't hear what the Gaon said, and if you would have known, you would have been chosen. But then the psak is not a psak. The question is, what if you know what he said and you want to argue? So the Ravid says that's also Torah B'dvar Mishnah, because you can't argue with the Gaon. That's what the Ravid says. Like Rav Dachovsky explains, just like the Amoraim and Mekabel the Tanoim, and post Amoraim and Mekabel Amoraim. So people after the Gaon, they will Mekabel the Gaon. So if they didn't hear something the Gaon said and they made a mistake, that's part of our mission, that's not a psak. But if they heard and they want to argue, so the Ravid says they still can't argue. They still can't argue because we mekabel the words of the Gaon, just like we mekabel the words of the Tanoim, etc. But the Rosh himself disagrees. Bani Omer, the word that begins on Kan Lashono. Bani Omer Vadai, Kol Mishatav Pisukei Gaonim Shalosham Medivrayim. That if Yimamish didn't hear what the Gaonim said, and now that you heard, you like what they say, and you made a psak differently, that's Tov B'Divrei Mishnah. Afilu Chachamim B'Chol Dor Acharim Lav Ketil Kavim. And he says, not only the Gaonim, but a few Chacham Shemchol Dor V'Dor Shachreim Lav Katni Kani Ba'ag Mehim. In Pesach Adin, Shlok Yisrael, Shom Yisrael, Yosheb Eidav, V'Hod Dor Shetah, Tov B'Dvar Mishnah V'Chol Chosya. Whereas it's not only Gaonim, even past Gaonim. if you heard the words of the Chachamim, and now you realize that the Yisvar is better, then your Pesach is not a Pesach.
So what is he saying? But if you don't like what he says, then you could argue. Even on Gaonim, right? He's saying even on Gaonim? Right? That seems to be the Machlokes and the Raavad and the Rosh. The Raavad says you can't argue with the Gaonim, that we makabel the Gaonim. And the Rosh says no. If you didn't know what they said, and now you know what they said, you'd say differently, then that's a total mistake, that's a talk with our Mishnah. But if you want to argue, then you can argue. Because there's a concept of Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro. That, you know, each Chacham in his own door could say what he thinks is right. Yeah. To what? Right, so that's going to be a whole. We're going to have a separate packet on that. That's what's the story of the Rishonim that we didn't have, and now that we discovered them, do we say the same thing? Is that called Talmud Rav Mishnah also? But this is a fundamental machlokas between the Raavad and the Rosh. How far do you go? Like Rav Lechovsky explains. Like again, we said Amoraim for sure we don't argue with, and Tanoim we don't argue with. So the next is Gaonim. So the Raavad says that Gaonim you also can't argue with. I mean, if you didn't know what they said, and now you're enlightened, for sure your Pesach is not a Pesach. But even if you know what they said and you want to argue, you can't argue. Because we cabal the Gaonim too. And the Rosh says no. If you didn't know what they said, and if you would know, you would say differently, so then your Pesach is not a Pesach. But if you have a Kasha, you want to ask a Kasha, then you can argue. There's no such thing as not arguing. On the Gaonim. Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmul Bedoro.
In other words, if
do I have to know the full everything back in order to argue, or can I just cut it at one level where I know they weren't arguing with them, so I can argue with them?
Right, but the question is, what's the nafkamina? Whether you have to go to look at every tshuva's going in before you say anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Look at every tshuva.
Yeah. So according to the Raavad, it's only by the Gaonim we say that.
Right.
And according to the Rosh, even the Gaonim you could argue with. Just if you didn't know what they said, then you know that your Pesach is not good, because you might have changed your mind based on what they said. Yeah, take a look at Rav Dychovsky on page 33. Shlomo Dychovsky is big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote this article that we're talking about a lot on page 33.
Mabein Rishonim Lagonim. Hisarach Letzarek Yaskam Zubru Rabiachas Letanoim Velamora. There was the Haskama of Klal Yisrael, not to argue, that certainly applies to Tanoim Amoraim, and it certainly applies to Talmud Bavli. So that's a question. You have two opinions. That's a raivid. She'in lo nevato lachlo kol divrei agon. Mirus datenu. First, she'in b'derech acher. Kedush yishtan hadin b'divrei agon. Lo b'kushim efurzemes. Zed dove she'in b'nimtza.
Okay, so the Ravid says, so if you argue on the gaon, even if so that's called Talmud Dvar Mishnah. And the Rush disagrees, and he says you can argue on anyone past the Gemara. The Rush Cholik Vinoki Kachol Advar Mishaina Mivorah Mishas, you can argue on it. But if the only thing is, if you didn't hear what they said, and then when you hear what they said, you liked it, so then it shows that your psak is erroneous. But so that's a fundamental machlokas. What is the cutoff point? In other words, the Ravid sheet is that after the Gaonim, that's the end, right? You could anything up to the Gaonim, including the Gaonim, you can't argue. And the Rush says you can even argue with the Gaonim.
The Rambam argues with the Gaonim. The only word the Ravid is arguing with the Rambam.
So if your argues are the Gaon, right, so that means he's following the Rosh Hashanah. He's arguing with the Gaon. But the Ravid would like that.
So,
the
first one.
Yeah.
So the Ravid would
have
to listen to the Sabarayim,
yeah. Yeah. There was some rhyme before the Gaon. So some things they say in the Gemara, it's really the Sabarayim. So there was people even before the Gaon. So what's the story with the Sabarayim? I guess that would be the same discussion. According to the Ravid, no. If you can't even argue with the Gaon, certainly you can't argue with people before the Gaon. Oh. I don't know.
Can you say that one of theirs, if it's a Shita of theirs that we've now adapted into part of the Gemara, then you'd say they can't argue on that, but if it's a Shita of theirs that wasn't included into the Gemara, then you can maybe say they can argue on that. It depends on. If it was a valuable enough Shita, then it would have been included.
Yeah.
Like the ones that are included.
One second. So that's a question. Now, I mean, there is a Truma Chadeshen, we'll see if Zakovsky quotes. And this we'll talk about more in a future shiur, Bez Hashem. The Truma Sadesh is on one page. Yeah, I put the bracket in the wrong place. Should be I misbracketed the end bracket. It should be on the end of the left column. Shekosav ni yishkoch biyad rabbonim achshav lahakel bedover bitama shekosav alav achiburim shu osser. Shita ezein lam koch v'eich yitachin shemol ish v'ish lavo lachoch achiburim shenispash shu barov Yisrael. Lo shu mekubo mirabosav agdolim v'lo nogu hachi Shabbiyadenu b'miksas b'chomas avol b'sfaras atzmalo. In other words, someone wants to be cholek on, and this is already the Truma Sadesh is talking about. In other words, chiburim hamufursamim. In other words, there were halachic works that like were generally accepted. So if you have a mesorah from your Rebbe, not to say like that, fine. But if you want, when your own svara, want to argue with these works, so the Truma Sadesh says you can't. That if it's something that, and this they point out maybe is a mocker for the, you know, not arguing with Shulchan Aruch or something like that, that the Kiburim HaMefursamim Shem Nispashtu Rov Yisrael, that you can't argue with them. Unless you have like a Shulchan Aruch type of thing. I mean, even though he's before the Shulchan Aruch. Could be. Okay. One last thing for this packet. There is a that Gemara of Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro that the Rosh quoted is on page 5 in Rosh Hashanah. It's a good to know where it is. Chaf Heyim and Beis. Page 5. Moshe Aharon Mechonav Shmuel Bekorei Shemol. Shokol HaKosu Shlosha Kalei Olam Kishlosha Hamori Olam. Lomol Chayu Bavil Bedoro Kimoshe Bedoro Biram Bedoro Kaharon Bedoro Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. Lamelech HaShafiu Kal Sheb Kalim Nismana Parnis Al Tzibur Harihu Kaabir Sheb Abir. In other words, Yiftach, the famous phrase, Yiftach Bedoro Kishmuel Bedoro. Because Yiftach in his generation is like Shmuel in his generation, even though he wasn't as great. But the idea is, the way Rav Dachovsky explained, that's what the Gemara says over here. So if you're in Nismana, you got a Minoy, that even though you're not Kal Shebekalim, probably not literally, means even though relatively you weren't the same level, then when you were in Nisparnes, you were appointed, so Harehu Ka'abir Shababirin. I mean, you're saying that these people were accepted for the whole. Well, he was saying it to argue on. The Rush was using it as an ability to argue on.
Right? I am near the Rush because they're up to the volume. He's using it to argue generally, across generation, but there hasn't really ever been a period where there's a civil chief that was. Ever. There's been far in work.
Right. Kiburim for some. Okay, one last thing. There is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Oh, more than one last thing. Yuches Dover. There is a Mishnah in Shabbos, page 16, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis.
Ve'elu min ha'locha she'omru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiah ben Goron she'olu l'vokru nimnu v'rabu be'shamay al beis Hillel v'yuchas dvorim gozru bo bayom. That in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiah they had a rabbinic meeting, and the Talmidim of Beisham and Beis Hillel got it together. Normally we paskel like Beis Hillel, but here Beisham got the majority, like Rabbi Meth said, and they paskel like Beisham. And in that meeting, they paskin 18 halachas. Were that's called the Yud Ches Dover. What are some of these things in the Yud Ches Dover? So the Gemara here at the end, Hasefer Vayadayim. That's Vulyom Welcome. In other words, a lot of things have to do with Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. One of them is if you you become Tameh if you go Bar Rosho Verubo B'mayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim means a water that was put in a kli. Like a mikveh water is not Mayim Shuvim. That was never in a kli. So, but what people used to do was that he used to go to the mikveh, and then the mikveh was one of the most clean. And then they would go in Mayim Shuvim afterwards, so they were afraid that people are going to say that why should we go to the mikveh and then Mayim Shuvim? We should just go to the Mayim Shuvim. Because they, in their minds, they viewed that the mikveh got them dirty, and then they had to go into Mayim Shuvim. So they said that if a person does that, Rosh Hashanah over Mayim Shuvim, then that is Matamina. Because we don't want people to go to the mikveh and then clean themselves off in other water because it looks like the mikveh is not doing the cleaning. And then one day they might skip the mikveh stage and only do the second stage. So really, you can't do that. It's a very fascinating discussion, you know, this about the Shema, you learn the Hilchas Nida. If a woman goes to the mikveh, is she allowed to take a shower after the mikveh? Is that nichlal in this exam?
Is that time frame based?
Obviously, it doesn't mean forever.
No, that's what I mean. Where do you draw the line?
Especially within the day or within the time that she's with her husband. But when she's with her husband,
clearly
it showed that the mikvah was with time. But the question is, this comes up sometimes. So a woman goes to the mikvah and then she wants to take a shower afterwards. So is she allowed to, or she has to first cohabit with her husband before she can take the shower? Yeah. So the Ramah is machmir based on this halacha, and the Vilna Gaon asks no. The Vilna Gaon says this Gemara was only said by Truma, only by Truma. That the Tameh, if you want to eat Truma, and then if you went to the mikveh, and then you went to the Mayim Shuvim, then you tell me for Truma. But to cohabit with your wife, that's not Truma. That's, your wife is not, is cool, so to speak. It's not a Tavar, that's Kodesh, so to speak. So that's Machlokes HaPoskim. There's a whole discussion, what if the husband's not home, and she wants, she doesn't want to go like 2-3 days without a shower, and her husband's not, but she doesn't want to ruin her mikveh also. So that's a whole discussion of the poskim. Moshe has a tshuva about it.
Now, the body holds Mikra Din, he holds like the draw. But not everyone holds.
Like the draw, which
one? That the whole din doesn't apply to your wife, to you and your wife. It only applies to if you want to eat truma, for instance, which today we're not doing.
Is that a minority?
Moshe was choshish for it, but even he has his limitations of how far you go. You know, you have to wait. And say he's away for a couple of days. She went to the mikveh, so she's going to wait 3 days not to take a shower. I mean, so the question is, what's even Rav Moshe has the limitations of, but that's one of the Yud Ches Dover. So the Yud Ches Dover is like a fascinating thing. That the So they say that the Yud Ches Dover has a special special chashivas that it can't be repealed. So what's the chashivas of the Yud Ches Dover that you can't repeal it? These takhanas are very strongly entrenched. So the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos on page 17 explains. He says, "Chanani ben Chizkiya ben Goron mibalei haChokhma v'gadol shabedor v'stapul chamachem bedor v'sevi Yecheskel u'nar v'tzav u'farish idyonu v'yisachem v'aliyah v'chaber haPerush v'ayu haChachamim v'vakim v'so tomid v'hu v'sasek v'oso chivur pamachas v'ikur v'so v'tzkabish." He says one time they visited him. This is Gadol, Chanani ben Chizkiya. That one day the Talmidei Shammai Beisil came up to his hour. He says, "V'lo nishar ba'oso hador misha yaroi lahorah shalo yav ba'oso ma'im." He says, and there was no one who's roi lahorah that wasn't at that meeting.
What?
No one who was fit to paskin. Was not at that meeting.
Wow.
There was some meeting in the attic. There must have been either there were not too many people who were in the Hara, or the attic was very big. Benindu, the Hoyu base, Shama Yosef, a similar way around the Hakas. And they Shami won the vote. And then they follow these 18 things. And these things have a real status because, as Rabakovsky writes, they were the presence of all, everybody. In other words, how often do you have something that everyone accepted? So this is like, this is like the sort of like the best nagara. Like everyone accepted it.
Via robe or because everyone was there, so now we can apply that in a robe.
Right, in the real sense of robe.
Yeah.
Right, because we said if not everyone's there, who said that? Then you can't follow robe. What did you, who? True was Arashpa, right.
That part of this, it's not like everyone
is
posking like this.
Yeah, take a look on page 30 of Dakovsky's article here. But the Chesed Shasmicha Nasa Ogdei Haskama Kfula. Yeah. third line in the middle. First word of the line goes Ana Chaseinu. First word of the line is, sorry, in the middle of the page, page 30. First word of the line and towards the middle of the page is Tzarech. Tzarech Mahosif. See the Shom Shal Ram Shem Tzarech Baskom is Kol Chachamim. In other words, by the Chiddush HaSmicha, we said, right? Dai Baskom is Rubach, Kloshon Rambam, Magdom Yar Chazotah. Shem Shachachomim, Sheskino, Shagozu, Oshen Higu, Oshen Donohim, Kol Chachmi Yisrael, or Rubach. You don't need rov, you don't need kol, you need rov, but everyone has to be there. Just like the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnayis, by the Yud Ches Dovar, that those are, you can't appeal those takanas because he had everyone there, all the chacham. You don't have to have every Jew there because if you're not royal or rov, like Rav Shechter said, then you're not entitled to an opinion. But if the people are royal or rov, that's why the Rambam says that after the Talmud Bavli we didn't have such a thing anymore. And then we made the Shulchan Aruch Bach. This is what he said outside, but look at the Shukran Bach, he said, Kuntras HaSmicha. That was why people were upset with the Smicha that they wanted to do. Because even though, well, you need call, maybe Rov was enough, but not everyone was there. Shatan, Chekevich HaSkabas HaChemet Tzvas, I saw Lo Nachfuso Shal Aral Bach. And Aral Bach wasn't there, Anche Yerushalayim, we weren't there. So that's not a real Rov. Even though most Chachamim maybe were Tzvas, but that doesn't count as Rov, if not everyone was there. So that's the okay, Rabosei. Stop here. Maybe one more thing I have to say from this packet, but tomorrow, Mr. Shum, I'll give you the next packet.